Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We're extremely fortunate to have His Grace Nityanand Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17 and Verse 21. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I would request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about our today's speaker, His Grace Nityanand Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, and over to you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here's a very brief introduction for our very dear speaker today. Senior Brahmachari from Shri Shri Radha Gopina Temple, His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji, originally hailing from Ramanathapuram, Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu, India. Prabhuji joined the ashram at a very young age of 19 years. He served for a decade in Sri Sri Radha Gopina Temple and then studied under the auspices of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Gopi Parandhan Prabhuji, for 3 years. He preaches in English and Tamil languages. Hare Krishna. That's a very brief introduction, but I love Prabhuji's classes. He's a very amazing devotee. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Nityanand Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without further ado, I'd like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 17th chapter, 21st verse. Hare Krishna, all of you are able to hear me to some extent?
Yes, so probably a little better now.
एकसृजति भूताने भगवान् आत्ममायया एकां बद्धं च मोक्षं च सुखं दुःखं च निष्कलः एकसृजति भूताने भगवान् आत्ममायया एषां बन्धं च मोक्षं च सुखं दुःखं च निष्कलः एकसृजति भूतानि भगवान् आत्ममायया एषां बन्धं च मोक्षं च सुखं दुःखं च निष्कलः एकः वन् सृजति क्रियेट्स् Tani, different varieties of living entities. One, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma Mayaya, by his personal potencies. Yesham, of all conditioned souls. The conditional life, Char, and Moksham, the liberated life, Char, Sukham, happiness, Kham, distress, Char, and Nishkalaha, Nishkala, not affected by the material qualities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, and affected by the conditions of the material world. He creates all the conditioned souls by his own personal potency. Because of being contaminated by the material energy, the living entity is put into ignorance and thus into different conditions of bondage. Sometimes, by knowledge, the living entity is given liberation. In Sattaguna and Rajaguna, he is subjected to happiness. But the question may be raised,
can't hear.
Hare Krishna. The question may be raised now, why the living entities are situated in different conditions and who has arranged this? The answer is that it has been done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead without anyone's help. The Lord has his own energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. And one of them, namely the external energy, creates the material world and the varieties of happiness and distress for the conditioned souls under the supervision of the Lord. The material world consists of three modes of material nature: Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. By Sattvaguna, the Lord maintains the material world. By Rajoguna, He creates it. And by Tamoguna, He annihilates it. After the varieties of living entities are created, they are subject to happiness and distress according to their association. When they are in Sattvaguna, the mode of goodness, they feel happiness. In Rajaguna, they are distressed. And in Tamoguna, they have no sense of what to do, what is right and wrong. So we are again studying the pastimes of King Chitraketu, Vritrasura's episode. The title entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. Deham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajim Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Rita Shri Vikatanitamsha Shri Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopika Kanta Radha Sute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Pancha Kalpatarum Shakrapa Siddhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vishnavevyo Maha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prayasna Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Namaste Sadeve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pascharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasa Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Hare Ekastrutani Bhagmaya Esham Bandham Cha Moksham Cha Sukham Dukham Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, unaffected by the conditions of the material. He creates all the conditions by his own personal potency. Because being having a material living entity is that's in the different conditions of one day. By knowledge, inspiration, Rajaguna, happiness, and distress. Bhakti Sangha devotees once again in the auspicious month of Purushottama. They are discussing one of their most important chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Parikshit Maharaj is being enlightened by Sukadeva Goswami that what caused King Chitraketu take to the life of a demon called Pratasura. Chitraketu Maharaj was traveling in his beautiful airplane on the top of Sumeru mountain. Sambhodari come across the beautiful sight where Lord Shiva with all his associates. Is instructing all the his devotees, disciples and associates on the subject of transcendent renunciation and keeping Mother Parvati on his lap. So this caused amazement in the heart of Maharaj Chitraketu and he smiled, laughed in appreciating Maharaj and Lord Shiva. Of course, as a naturally as a wife, consort of Lord Shiva, Parvati Devi didn't like it. It didn't go well with her. So she curses Chitraketu. So affected God is cursed, but he affected.
Your voice is breaking, but your voice is breaking, Nityananda Prabhu. It's not clear at all. So much of breakage is happening.
Okay, so much of breaking in it. Talking from Vrindavan, technology. Let me try. Too bad?
Prabhuji, can you please, maybe we can turn off the video and just do audio?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Is it making some sense now?
Better. Krishna, better is better.
Thank you. So Chitraketu Maharaj was not affected by the curse. In fact, there is a what is a difference between a learned person or a matured person spiritually and an immature person. He said that when a person who understands the spiritual subjects, when he sees there is suffering in the life, he becomes not affected by that. He becomes rather excited about it or happy about it. Why? Because he is going to destroy the bad karma which he accumulated in the past. Like when there is distress happens, papena pushyam dukkhena papam. When there is a misery in life, that means our past sins are getting destroyed. And when there is happiness in life, that means our past piety is getting destroyed. So, intelligent person, when his money has been withdrawn from the bank, his bank account, and has been spent lavishly. So, the intelligent person and who is a responsible person, he becomes, oh, my money is getting spent lavishly, so I'm losing my money. That's what he thinks. And at the same time, when he is getting more money into the bank, he becomes, in his account, he becomes very happy. Similarly, when there is enjoyment and happiness, actually our bank account of all our income, all our money in the bank is getting gradually liquefied. It reduces more and more. So it's supposed to give us unhappiness. And when we suffer, that means all our debt in our account is getting nullified. So we should be happy. So those who are great devotees of the Lord, they think that that which is detrimental in me achieving Krishna is my sinful activities. So more the sinful activities and reactions are getting destroyed, more I am advancing towards spiritual perfection. So he becomes happy. So that is what the symptom of a learned person, that's what the symptom of an advanced person spiritually. So more he suffers, he thinks that my sins are getting destroyed, so maybe he will come closer to Krishna. The more he gets happiness and enjoyment in this world, he understands that the little piety I have got, all things are going away. That's how the devotee thinks. Of course, from the general point of view, the devotee understands that the other devotees, his happiness and distress are not caused by the karma. So one should not think when a devotee suffers, oh, he comes here, a lot of sinful activity. Activities in his past life, one should not judge a Vaishnava. Neither one should think that when a person becomes there is a rich devotee or getting materially well situated devotee, one should not think that, oh, he has done past the previously pious activities. So the devotee's situation is not governed by piety or impiety. However it may be, a devotee should not judge another devotee based on the ordinary piety and impiety. When he sees a devotee's good situation and bad situation, rather he understands that these are all directly under the supervision of Krishna. That's understanding. So in the, as the Purushottam month, we are celebrating, going through, devotees recite the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, very famous chapter, in which we understand that Krishna has spoken the gist of the whole Vedic knowledge in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So he starts the 15th chapter, Urdhamula Matashakam Aswattam Prahurovyayam Chandam Siyasya Paranani Yastam Veda Saveda Vite. He describes this whole material world is compared to a banyan tree or Aswatha tree, pipal tree. So of course the tricky understanding is that the Aswatha is a word in the original text. And it's been translated as banyan tree. So Ashwatha refers to pepal tree or banyan tree. So I did some, I looked at the dictionary. The banyan is a name given in English for both this pepal tree and this Ashwatha tree. So sometimes it becomes like that. But nevertheless, in the description in the Bhagavad Gita, in some places, Krishna's description of the tree, it refers to banyan also. We'll discuss that soon. So it can be either pepal or banyan, be either Ashwatha or banyan tree. So now, so in that sense, let us take either one. Not a problem. But what is this tree? Urdhvamoolam atha shakham. Urdhvamoolam. Urdhva means upside. Then Vaishnavas, when we apply tilak in our forehead, when we apply Gopi Chandra in our forehead, it is called as tilakam. So tilakam basically refers to your general symbol in the forehead. So the tilakam can be of various shapes and sizes and various way that people decorate those who are spiritually inclined. But commonly Vaishnavas, we decorate our forehead with the tilakam symbol in a particular way. In some sampradayas, we decorate their forehead with a white sand, some with the yellow sand, some with the chandan, some with the reddish, you know, colored tilakam. But some decorate their forehead with a dark, blackish. But now to the common principle with the Vaishnavas, disrespect of the sampradaya, is that we decorate our forehead with a vertical line. Yeah, irrespective of sampradaya. And those who are not Vaishnavas, they may do horizontally or some other way. So the vertical way of applying tilakam in the forehead, either with Gopi Chandana or white sand from Shvetadvipa or with dark black color tilakam, all are vertical from nose to forehead. So that vertical sign is called as Urdhva. Urdhva Pundram. Pundra means a symbol. Urdhva Pundram. So Urdhva Pundram means that it goes from lower node to up vertical line. So Krishna here is saying that Urdhva on top. Urdhva Moolam. In the top place there is a Moolam. Moolam means root. So there is a tree here. The tree generally the roots are below. But the branches are above. But here Krishna described a tree, Urdhva Moolam, and the top portion is a Moola. Moola means a root. Adha Shakam. Adha means refers to lower part. Shakam refers to branches. So here the tree which is opposite, upside down. Urdhva Moolam, Adha Shakam. On the top there is root and below there is branches. And this tree is called as Ashwathamenam. Ashwatham Prahuravyayam. This tree is Ashwatha tree, pepal tree, but it's like this. Chandhamsi yasya paranani yastam vedasa vedavite. This Ashwatha tree is unusual because it is upside down. Srila Prabhupada says that where we can see such kind of tree upside down, if you go into the river bank, we see the reflection of the tree in the river water flow of water, it looks upside down. So this is upside down tree. What is this tree? This tree is nothing but the material existence, the material creation. And Krishna says this tree, this material existence is called samsara as compared to the tree, is avyayam, indestructible. It is indestructible. Avyayam means to be destroyed. Avyayam means indestructible. But how can we how we can say it is indestructible? Because we hear bhutva bhutva praliyate janma yasya tonmaya tratachartyesha vigya swarat. Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka. Srishti Stiti Pralaya. The material creation existence is created, it maintained, and then it is annihilated. So when there is annihilation, Pralaya is there, the Hokkien Krishna says, this tree which is called samsara is avyayam, indestructible. So it should be understood. It is avyayam, indestructible means not that it cannot be destroyed, but even if it is destroyed, it again comes forth. The example given, the two kinds of avyayam are eternal things, indestructible things. One is like the Himalayas. In this material world, you have Himalayan mountain. Chandraketu Maharaj is flying over Sumeru mountain, correct? Sumeru or Himalaya, it's always strong, stays in this place. In hundreds of centuries before the Himalaya, now also the Himalaya is Achalam, never shaken up. It's there. And so there's eternal, indestructible. So many kingdoms comes and go, so many cities comes and go, so many civilization came and went, but the Himalaya stands. Sumeru mountain stands, the indestructible avyayam. Also we see the rivers such as Ganga, Jamuna, Brahmaputra, so many other rivers in other parts of the world such as Nile, Amazon, all these rivers. So these rivers are also there for a long time, isn't it? Centuries and centuries and centuries, kingdoms went and gone. So many dynasties went and gone, so many civilization went and came. But these rivers are also there all the time. But when you say, this kind of common statement here, but when you say the river, we don't find the same water is always there. It's like if I take in Vrindavan, Jamuna, Maya is full. See, if I take bath, if a person takes bath in Keshi Ghat, a lot of flood, you all must have heard of Vrindavan flood. Jamuna, Maya was flowing in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, touching the Keshi Ghat, Kaliya Ghat. Now the present time Jamuna is going a little far. But during this flood, few days before last week, that after 45 years, Jamuna Devi again captured her original position and came to Kaliya Ghat. Many of you must have seen the videos. So Jamuna Maya comes and touches Kaliya Ghat. Then Krishna jumped on the Jamuna and subdued Kaliya. The same place, water captured again. Jamuna Maya's own place. So here, if somebody takes bath in Kaliya Ghat and that water which he took bath, he already goes away, it goes to Mathura. And after 1 hour, somebody else takes bath in the Kaliya Ghat. He takes bath in different river because the river is moving, flowing. So today's river is, today's water is not tomorrow. What is speak of today? A minute before, the same water is not there now. So water of the seconds back is cannot be there. It doesn't come back again. So water is no more. So how can you say that Jamuna is... I took bath in the same Jamuna in which you took bath. People say like that. I also took bath in Jamuna. You also took bath in Jamuna. But no. The different water, you took bath in different water. That water is gone. At the same time, still we say that Jamuna is flowing in Vrindavan eternally. All the time it's flowing on. So how can you say that the Jamuna water, which is just flowing one day, first day, is not there on the second day. But still, how can we say that Jamuna is flowing? That is because the chain of water is continuing. It may not be the same water, but the new water have come, but there is a chain of water. So in that sense, in the world also, we have this understanding that Jamuna, Ganga, Nile, or Amazon, they are all constantly eternal rivers flowing. And the perennial rivers which are flowing, it's understood, even though the water is bent and gone. So in this way, this kind of eternality is called as pravahataha nityatvam. That it is nitya in the sense that the pravaha is going on all the time, even though the same water is not there. Similarly, the Himalaya is nitya, eternal, it unchanges, it always stays strong all the time. So in this way, still, just like Himalaya is eternal, similarly we say the rivers also eternal, even though the rivers undergo, water keeps moving on. In that sense, Krishna says, the spiritual world, Krishna's spiritual world, Vaikuntha, are eternal like Himalayas. Examples, but Himalayas also get destroyed. But to understand the example, to understand it. So just like Himalaya is there eternally, similarly spiritual world without any movement, without any change, it always stays there. And the material world is also eternal. How it's eternal? It is like the water flows in the river. The water is there today, and tomorrow the same water is not there, another water. Similarly, the material world, today's material world, tomorrow get destroyed, pralaya. But again, another srishti happened, the water, the material comes. Again, destruction, again, srishti, sthiti, pralaya. In this way, it continues, the process of creation and maintenance and destruction continues, it will always existing, just like the flow of the water in great rivers. So, that sense, Krishna is saying that Ashvattam Prahur Avyayam. This is eternally, nobody can destroy this Ashvatta tree. Chandamsi Asya Paranani. This tree has a lot of leaves. The leaves of the tree are called Parna. Parna means the leaf. What are these leaves? Leaves are compared to Chandamsi. Chanda means Vedas. Vedas are the leaves. And Yastam Vedasa Vedavite. Anybody who knows this tree of samsara, whose root is above, shakha, whose branches are below, and whose leaves are nothing but the Vedas, that person knows the Veda. So this particular tree is hanging upside down. There is a description in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says. Why Krishna is saying the Vedas as the leaves of the tree? Further, we'll have to see what the whole tree is all about. The next shloka, Krishna says, Atascha urdhvam prasudastasya shaka guna pravriddhaha vishaya pravala atascha mulani anushantatani karmanu bandhini manushya loke atascha urdhvam. Krishna, even he started saying that the root is on in the top, the branches are below. Where is in the top means the root are present in Brahma Loka, Satya Loka. Why? Brahma only creates it. From Brahma the creation emanates. So, at least the secondary creation. So, the root of this tree is coming from Brahma Loka. And the branches are coming down to different lokas. Satya Loka, then Mahar, Jana Loka, Mahar Loka, different lokas. Finally comes to Moon Loka. So, that branches are coming down, Krishna said, the first shloka. But in the second shloka, Krishna slightly changes. He says, Atascha urdhvam prasadaha atascha shaka. That even though the branches are coming down from the root, this Satyaloka, some branches are going above also. Some branches are coming below. How? He says, Atascha urdhvam atascha. Even the branches are not just coming down. They are also going up. So when this description of this tree comes, here the description fits to banyan tree, not to people tree. So Ashwatha. So here Krishna describes banyan tree. So this way you can take both things, banyan or people. Either. So why? In the people tree, in the banyan tree, we see that in our lives, we see that the branches are coming down and branches are going up. Sometimes the branches are coming down also. So, you know, the new shoots comes and they go to the root. Again, they and take the root and another kind of, you know, the trunk develops. So they say the roots are going up and down. The branches are going up and down. So Krishna says, the samsara of this material world is also, the tree is hanging upside down, branches are down, but some branches are going upward. Some branches are going towards root, some branches are going towards against the root. So just like we see in the banyan tree. So, What are these branches? These branches are called as different body, different places we stay. So those branches which are going towards the root, that is towards Satyaloka, are compared to the bodies of demigods, the bodies of the situation we have been like, Gandharvas and so on. And the branches going down are like animals or asuras like that. And the branches who are like horizontal those are like human beings. In this way, we are stuck in this tree which is hanging upside down in various branches. And how the tree is getting nourished? The tree is getting nourished by the water called three modes of material nature. Atasya mulani guna pravriddhaha vishaya prabalaha. Nourished by the three modes of material nature. Sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. So good water, bad water, mixed good and bad water. This is how the tree is getting nourished. So when good water nourished means the branches go up. Bad water means it goes down. Good and bad mixed means. So sattva, rajas, tamoguna. These are the water which nourishes these trees hanging upside down called samsara tree as well. And why it is called the leaves are compared to the chandas or Vedas? Because the leaves, the tree leaves through the leaves. One is water we put in the root by which the tree is growing. And also the tree breathes through the leaves called parna. So the trees breathes in the night and, you know, we have some particular interest in carbon dioxide oxygen, let's say. So the tree leaves through the leaves and breathes through the leaves. So the chandas called Vedas, it keeps the branches of living entities for human beings, demigods and so on, by the process of yajna, process of karma kanda rituals. So in this way, the tree of samsara getting nourished by the leaves called chandas. So the Vedas are telling, so swarga, Swarga kamo yajeta jyotishtomena swarga kamo yajeta putra kameshtiya putra kama yajeta. So those who wanted to go to swarga loka perform the sacrifice called jyotishtoma. Those who want to get the sun perform a sacrifice called putra kameshti yaga. So in this way, the chandas, the Vedas, encourages the people to remain in this material creation, material world, and be happy, enjoy this world by performing sacrifices. And in this way, it nourishes the samsara tree called the perverted, the upside down hanging tree nicely, and it keeps the tree intact. So that's why it's called as chandas or parana, the leaves. Just like leaves nourishes the tree, the chandas nourishes the tree of samsara and keeps the living entity entangled in the material world called the Ashwatha tree. And also we see the leaves, generally the leaves are there in the tree. We can't see the inside the tree. The leaves generally covers the tree. What is inside the tree? We can't see. Leaves are all over. Similarly, the Vedas, Vedic mantras, by giving this understanding of sacrifices, of rituals, they hide the nature of the material. Chadayati iri chandaha. That it covers the material world. What is material world? Material world is a place of misery. It is temporary. It's real, it is temporary. One should get out of this material world. This is what the reality of the material world. Padnachadayamimam pushpitam vacham pravadanti vipaschitaha vedavadrata parthaha. That this Vedic chandas, it hides the nature of this material world and encourages people to stay in the material world by performing various sacrifices, going towards heavenly planet, enjoying and coming down, enjoying the earth planet and like that. It covers the nature of the material world. Just like the leaves covers the tree, the leaves of the samsara, which is compared as Vedas, covers the material, the nature of the material world. So in such kind of scenario, this living entity, guna pravriddhaha, being nourished by the three modes of material nature, Vishaya pravalaha, that tree has a branch. The branch is compared to a human being. Let us consider a human being. And the human body has senses like tongue, nose, and so on. So through the senses, he is enjoying the corresponding sense of the. Through eyes, he is seeing beautiful things. Through tongue, he is enjoying beautiful eatables. Through skin, he is enjoying beautiful objects. These senses are compared to the twigs coming from the branches. The branches are the human body, and the twigs of the tree is like the senses and the tip of the twig, the soft part, fruits are communicating. That is a sense object. Pravalaha. Pravala. Tip of the branch where they are called as Vishaya. So again, what is the tree is all about? The root is coming from Brahma Loka and the branches are coming up now upside, down toward down. Also branches are going up. So upward branches are compared to sophisticated bodies such as demigods. The lower branches are compared to the bodies of the asuras or animals. And the horizontal branches compared to the human being. And this human body has many senses. Senses are compared to the twigs which are coming from the branch. And the senses are the corresponding sense object. Those sense objects are compared to the further above the twig, those kinds of the soft part of the twig. It is compared to the vishayas. In this way, the corresponding, enjoying the corresponding vishayas, guided by the leaves, which are called the chandas, the living being enjoying this vishaya with his senses, he is stuck in the branches of this complicated aswatha tree. Karmanubandhini manushyaloke. Karmanubandhini is in bound by his own karma. His own karma. He just stuck to this, stuck in this aswatha tree. And what this tree is all about? నివర్తంతి భూయః తమేవ చాద్యం పురుషం ప్రపద్యే యత ప్రవృత్తి ప్రసిద్ధా పురాణి నరూపమస్తేహ తథోపలభ్యతే. దిస్ ట్రీస్ ఫామ్ ఇస్ not cannot be understood by ordinary person. The rupam, it one entire form cannot be perceived by ordinary person. Tata upna upalabhyate anto na chadir. It is beginning and end cannot be understood. Where this tree is beginning, you know, person stuck in middle of the tree cannot understand where the root is coming. Even ordinarily we can't understand where the root is coming. Here the tree, the roots are stuck into the Brahma Loka. Nobody can understand where the adi, the beginning of this tree. Nanto, can you find out the end of the tree? Nobody can find the end of the tree. Nanto na chate najasam pratishta. Okay, what is the base in which the tree is situated? That also nobody can understand. Ashwatthamenam so virudhamulam. Vish Ashwatha tree, which is thoroughly rooted in the Brahma Loka. So mulam, virudhamulam. It is certainly rooted very strongly. So virudhamulam, not only it is rooted deeply, it is also horizontally, the roots are spread everywhere and they have got entangled with each other. Nobody can even shake this tree. It is so strongly rooted. And how can we destroy, how can we escape from this tree? How can we cut this tree? It's no impossible. Ashanga shastrena drudhena chitva. Krishna says that you should destroy this tree, should cut down this tree with a weapon called Ashanga Shastrena. Shastra means weapon. That weapon, because it is suvirudhamulam, it is strongly rooted, it is, these roots are vertically and horizontally deeply going all over. It is very strong, suvirudhamulam. Nobody can destroy this, but still you should destroy this samsara tree by a strong weapon called Drudhena. Ashanga, Shastra called Ashanga. Ashanga means renunciation, one should destroy this tree. So having destroyed this tree, what next you are going to do? Tatapadam tat parimargitavyam. Below the root of this Ashwatha tree, the roots are, where the roots are? In the Brahma Loka. When you destroy this tree, uproot this tree with the weapon called Ashanga, Shastra, Ashanga, renunciation, detachment, then below the root, you will find a great treasure, Tatah Padam. And that treasure should be found. That treasure should be sought for. Parimargitavya. You should search for that treasure. And what is that treasure? Having attained that treasure, you will not again even come back to this tree again. It will be a Smin gata na nivartanti bhuyaha. Bhuyaha again, nivartanti, returning back. You will never again return back to this tree of samsara. Having yasmin gata, having attained this particular treasure which is below the root of Brahmaloka. So that is a goal of human form of life. Krishna is saying, when you dig the Brahmaloka further, what we'll see? Beyond Brahmaloka, there is Viraja, river is flowing. And beyond Viraja, there is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. So that is what below the root of this sarva. So one should go into the root deep. And you go beyond where the root is in Brahmaloka. Further, dig. Cut down the tree and go inside. There you will see the spiritual world. Krishna's tatam padam tat parimargitavyam. That padam, when you attend that pada, yasmin gata anivartanti bhuyaha, never even again coming back to this samsara, the tree called tree of samsara, the inverted upside down tree. But question is that's fine, looks very interesting, but that weapon Krishna is recommending called Ashanga Shastra, it has been renunciation. I don't have that. My senses and my branch called the human body, with the senses called the twigs, with the sense object called the top of the twig, always attached to each other. Being recommended, even top of that, the Vedas also recommending, the Parna, the leaves are also recommending. Leaves are hiding the nature of the tree with the help of the Vedas, and entangling in this Karmakanda rituals, enjoying this world again and again, going up and down. How can I get the weapon called detachment to cut this tree and go into the root and find that treasure below that, which is below, which is beyond Brahmaloka? That is the question mark. On top of that, Krishna said, the previous shloka, he said, the first shloka is Urdhamulam, discussed as like Yamuna water, flow of the water, always there. Similarly, the creation is always Avyayam, it cannot be destroyed. How Krishna is contradicting himself by saying that cut this tree down. How is it possible? So the understanding is that Krishna didn't contradict. He's saying that even though you cannot cut the tree down, but what you can do is that you can cut your connection with the tree with the weapon called Ashanga. Sangha means association, connection, attachment. But you can cut down your association, your attachment, your connection through beyond the root and get this treasure which is hiding below the root beyond Brahmaloka. That is the goal of life. But ultimately that weapon called Asanga, I don't have that weapon. I cannot, I'm so attached. How can I get that weapon? That also Krishna is giving us the solution. What he's saying, Tameva Chadyam Purusham prapatye pravritti prasata purani. In the 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga, Krishna, in the 4th chapter, is giving the solution of all solution. All the world is searching for this solution, and Krishna openly, so mercifully giving the solution. What is saying that? Tamevacha, that I know that you are attached to this material world. For time immemorial, you are the branch of your human body. Is very much entangled, in connected with the twigs, and the twig called your senses are entangled with the vishaya called the top of the twig, headed by the leaves called the Vedas. So you can't cut down, you are so totally entangled. So this weapon called Ashanga, you cannot get it by yourself because you are entangled. But I have a solution for that. Tamevacha adhyam purusham prabhatye. You catch hold of the lotus feet of the Adi Purusha, Purushottama. When you catch hold of his lotus feet, then by his grace, you will get the Ashanga Shastra, and the Ashanga Shastra, you can destroy your connection with this Ashwatha tree. And having destroyed your connection with this Ashwatha tree, down into the roots, and tat parivargitavyam, tat padam parivargitavyam, you can get to the great abode of Vaikuntha, the spiritual Goloka Vrindavana. And then having attained that, no need to come back again. Yasvin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha. Why he is saying like that? Because yata pravrtihi prasrita purani, because from this Adi Purusha, Adhyam Purusham, Govindam Adi Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami. From this Adi Purusha only, the whole material creation, this whole tree have emanated from. The tree is emanating from this Adi Purusha. So when you catch hold of his lotus feet, he will give you the guidance, he will give you the capacity, he will give you all help to get out of this tree. Yata pravrtihi prasrita purani. Purani, the whole tree, this in the old tree, this never can be destroyed by anybody. That is prasrita, it is being spread, it is being emanating from the Adi Purusha. So you catch hold of this Adi Purusha. Tamevacha Adhyam Purusham Prapadye. Prapadye, Prapadye means surrender. Surrender to Adi Purusha, then you will get this Ashanga Shastra. You can destroy this tree, your connection with this tree, and then you can get to the treasure. Purusham Prapatti. So even though Krishna is speaking, Krishna is telling in the third person, Purusham Prapatti Tameva, surrender to that Purusha from whom the spiritual, from whom the tree is emanating from, material creation is emanating from. So that is another way of Krishna's prasas, indicating that surrender to that person, just like a king may tell that somebody may come and ask the king that please give me some help. The king says, okay, you come to the sabha tomorrow, come to the assembly tomorrow and ask the king, he will give you all help. Even though he himself is a king, please the third just to give the weightage of his great personality. Similarly, Krishna is saying that tameva chadyam purusham prabhatye yata pravrti prasada purani. So having attained this Krishna's grace, the Asanga Shastra, having surrendered to Krishna, how the devotee, how the person who is entangled in this tree, helped by being helped by this leaves called Vedas, how he started being, what are these qualities he develops? Mana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya abhinivritta kamaha dvandaira bhaktaha sukha dukkha samyaihi. And he become completely, now even he was so attached, the branches are attached to the twig, twig is attached to the short part of the twig. In this way, the leaves are also covering the whole tree. So he is not able to see the root, he is not able to see the end, he is not able to see the beginning, completely entangled. But when he understood that the key to come out of this Ashwatha tree, complicated tree, is catching hold of Krishna's Adi Purusha's lotus feet, and by which he gets Asanga, the weapon of detachment. And then what happens to his life, how he becomes what, how the transformation takes place. Nirmana moha, Vidasanga dosha, Nirmana, mana, mana apamana. He is given up his false prestige that I am the great person, I am great, I am a great king, I am a beautiful girl, I am an important person, I am this, I am that. Nirmana moha, he is free from that delusion. Nirmana moha, he is also free from delusion. Nirmana nirmoha, he is free from the delusion, he is free from the false identity. Jidasanga dosha, he is free from the unnecessary association of this three modes of material nature. Adhyatma nitya, he is firmly established in the self-realization. Adhyatma nitya, vinivritta kamaha, unnecessary desires, he is free from the unnecessary desires. Which causes him to entangle in this material world. Dvandvair vimuktaha, happiness, distress, as we discussed, happiness, distress, heat and cold, respect, disrespect, he is away, he is free from this dvandvas, the dualities. Sukha dukkha samye, such as called sukha and dukkha, he is free from these kinds of dualities. Shanti amudhaha padam abhyayam tate. Satya amudha, amudha means a foolish person, but this person is intelligent. Amudha, because he is surrendered to the Adi Purusha, Adhyam Purusham Prapatye. He is surrendered to the feet of the Lord and got the weapon called Ashanga Shastra. He got all his great qualities as he became Nirvana Moha, Jitsanga Dosha, Adhyatma Nitya, Devritta Kama, and Vimukta. He is free from all the dvandvas. He can because of these things, intelligent Amodha is not a fool. He greatly, deservingly, Gachanti Padam Abhyayam. He achieves that Abhyayam, indestructible Padam called Padma Padam Vaikuntam Goloka Vrindavanam. Pashyantiyam Suryaha Vidiva Chakshuradatam Paramam Padam. That all the great soul, great personalities are looking at the abode called Goloka Vrindavan. He attains that Gachanti Amodha, being intelligent. This is what the happens to this great personality. So Krishna gave in 5 shlokas whole problem and the solution, the method to take to the solution, and the result he is beautifully summarizing in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Purushottama Yoga. Okay, what is that place? Unless I know the place, why I should leave this place? It's also a nice tree, nice boards are creeping and nice branches are there, heaven is good. And the human beings also, it's a great place. Why we should go? What is that place all about? Dadha shayate suryo nashanko napavikaha yadgatvara nivartante tadhama paramam mama. That place which I'm telling, that parimargitavyam, we should search for the place which is below, beyond the root of this tree called Brahmaloka. That place is amazing. Dadha shayate suryo. That place is not illuminated by Surya, sun. Rajankona Pavakaha, neither Shashanka called Chandra, moon. Moon is not necessary to be illuminated. Na Pavakaha, neither fire you need, neither electricity. So these things are not necessary for seeing this place. In this material world, we need to have, even the eyes are there, the object may be there, but unless you have a light, sunlight, or the manifestation of sunlight through electricity and so on, electric light, you cannot see things in front of you because the place is naturally dark. So you need the help of sun, you need the help of food, you need the help of fire and electricity and so on. But the spiritual world, my tat padam, that my abode is it doesn't have all this, doesn't need all this. It's self-revealing. In this world, everything is not self-revealing. You need the help of a lamp to see the object in this world. Light. You need light. But just like in this world itself, the light doesn't need another light. The sun doesn't need another sun. Why? The sun can show other objects. At the same time, the sun can also show itself to us. It doesn't need another sun. But in the why? The sun is self-illuminating. It is not prakasha. Like that. In the spiritual world, everything is like a sun. More than the sun, they are self-illuminating. So there is no need of any other sun or moon and so on. Even though the sun and moon are there, but they are not necessary over here. Such a place, yad gatva nanivartante taddhama paramamma. Having achieved this place, having attained this place, nanivartante taddhama paramamma. That you will never come back again to this samsara called this ashwatha tree. That Dhamma, that place is Paramam Mama, is my place, is my abode. So Krishna is claiming that is my abode. So that abode is mine, and the tree is also Tameva Madhyam Purusham Pravati Yatha Pravati Prasada Purani. The tree of Ashwatha tree is also emanating from him only. Material world is mine. The spiritual world is Tadhama Paramam Mama, it is mine. And Krishna is going to put another understanding that Arjuna, you are also mine. So you are also mine. Material world is also mine. Supreme abode is also mine. All of your belonging to me. Aivamsho jiva loke jiva bhutas sanatanaha manashashtani indriyani prakutisthani karushati. My dear Arjuna, you are none other than my own Amsha. Just like the son is Amsha of the father. The son is emanating from the father. Similarly, Amai Vamshaha, you are part and parcel of me. Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, you are always my part and parcel, not one day, 2 days. In the son and father, son is father's son, how long? Only till this life. Next life, you don't know his father, who is son. Krishna, Amai Vamshaha, you are my son, you are my part and parcel, Sanatanaha, all the time, not one day, 2 days. They are always an important person. Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, that such a eternal, my own part and parcel my dear Arjuna. But these jivas, even though such jivas, my point for the parcel, but they're suffering in this material world, mana, shashtani indriyani, prakriti sthani karishyati. They are suffering in this ashwatha tree with their senses called mind and other senses. They are struggling and they are suffering in this material world. That is a lamentation, even though they belong to me. Shariram yadavap nodi yachya pitravadeshwaraha kripaitani samyati vayurgantha nivashayate. Just like the wind blows from one place to another place, and it blows through a good garden, it carries fragrance, and goes through a filthy place, it carries filthy smell. Similarly, the living being, the Atma, he carries his own senses everywhere, body after body after body, and he enjoys this place with the mind and the senses. This is a calamity of this jiva. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adishthaya manasyayan vrayan upasevate. Upasevate, he is enjoying, or he is experiencing kshayan, kshayam in the sense object, by shrotram, by ear chakshu, through eyes, parishanam, through skin, rasanam, through tongue, ghranam, through nose, adishtaya manasyayam, with the help of the mind, he enjoys and he suffers all the enjoyment and distress through this utkramantam sitam vapi punjhanam vagunayitam. But the person who doesn't have the understanding of the Shastra, doesn't have any understanding, intelligence, he cannot understand calamity, his plight. He thinks this is the normal way of life. In this way, he, even though he leaves his one body to another body, but he thinks that his life is going on. And in this way, he enjoys and suffers in this material. But the intelligent people who are yogis, yadanto yogina chainam pashyandatman navastitam, yadantopi krutatman nayam pashyanda chetashaha. But the yogis who are purified, achetashaha, those are purified, pashyanti atmani avastitam, that they understand that they are not this body, they are eternal spirit soul who are nothing to do with this body. But those who are akrutatmanaha, achetashaha, those who are sinful people, those who are stuck to this material world, those are impure, the impure mind, they are not able to understand the whole process of transfiguration. So you should understand that this properly, understand this Ashwatha tree, and you should try to understand how to get out of this material world according to my instruction. And even though I spoken about this material world, Ashwatha tree, I am giving you the solution to go to get out of this material world. Arjuna, I am also giving you that how we can live happily in this world also. We live in this world happily, at the same time, take to the process by which you can get out of this world. Just like you go to one place, another place in the train or flight. So you want to have a comfortable flight journey, you want a comfortable train journey, but comfortable train and comfortable flight is not the goal. Being comfortably traveling, we have to get out to our destination. So Krishna is saying that I am giving a comfort to the journey also. I am giving comfort to the vehicle also. But take this comfortable journey and get out of this place. So don't think that I am only helping you outside this material world. But I am helping you in this Ashwatha tree also. So you can't avoid me. You have to be grateful to me. You have to catch hold of my lotus feet. Your existence is depending on my grace, even in this material world. Yada aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate kilam yat chandramasa yat chagram tat tejo vidhimamakam. Yada aditya gatam tejo, aditya, the sun's brightness by which the whole world is visible, that is my brightness, that's myself. I am the brightness of the sun. Yat chandramasa yat chagram, I am the brightness of the moon and the fire. Those, you should understand that splendor is myself. I am, in fact, entering into the different planetary system. The planets are staying in their orbit. It's only because of my power. I enter into them and holding them in their orbit. Okay, the world is somewhere, the earth is rotating, and the fire is, the sun is going. I don't care for all these things. I just want to eat and sleep. Sun comes or not comes, who cares? You say like that. Arjuna, you can't avoid me. That Pushname Chaushadi Sarvaha Samabhutva Rasapaka. Being the sun god, I give nourishment to the vegetables and plants and grains you are eating. So without me, you can't even get good food. So I am unavoidable and everywhere helping all the living entities. Okay, I don't bother about all the food and all. I just want to eat and sleep. Somebody else bring all the food materials to me. But if you want to avoid Krishna like that, Krishna says, you just cannot avoid me. I am all perfect. You don't need got anything, because even if you eat, after the food enters into your stomach, the digestion also I am helping. Aham Vaishvanaram Bhutvam Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamennam Chaturvidham. That food item which you are eating, either by licking or by chewing or by biting or by drinking. So drinking, chewing, biting, licking. Vidis Chaturvidha Mam Bhagavat Prasado Swadanna Triptan Haribhakta Sangan. So Chaturvidha Mam Bhagavat Prasado. Then all the four kinds of food which you are eating, that when the food goes into your stomach, Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva, I am being a Vaishwanar in your stomach. With the help of prana, napana, vayus, I am only digesting, I am cooking the food which you put in your mouth. Just like cooking takes place outside in the kitchen. After the food is prepared, when you put it in your mouth, the stomach also another cooking takes place. There is a fire, Vaishwanar is a fire. And the cooking is takes place, and the food, when the cooking is done in the stomach, the perfection of the cooking is that food turns into energy and goes into the body and giving you all kind of strength. That job is done by myself only. So in this way, from the macroscopic level, from the sun, moon and other planets to the microscopic level within your stomach, I am unavoidable. I am helping you. I am always there with you. So with this, all this help, you should get out of this material world, this ashtavatra tree entangling you. And you should tat parimargitavyam, tat padam parimargitavyam. Esmin katha na nivartanti bhuyaha. Naradbhashayadu suri rishanko na pavakaha. Yutvana nivartanti taddhama paramamma vaikunta koloku prithavana. You should attain with all my help. In this way, I am there. Even, not only that much, I am entering into your subtle body or sarvasya chakam hrishanya vishto mattas madrigyanam apoharam cha. I am not only still the stomach, I am stopping. I entered into your heart and staying in your next to you. Matas Vadrigyanam Apuharancha. From me only comes remembrance and forgetfulness and intelligence. Vedascha Sarvehi Ahameva Vedyo. The Vedas, I am to be known. I have given you Vedanta Krita, Vedavitu. I have given you Vedanta. I have given you Vedanta. And then given you commentary of Vedanta Kashima Bhagavatam. Utilize all these things. Never neglect me. You can't do away with me. And having taking all this help, you should come back to my abode. And say, Krishna, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, establishes whole Vedic understanding, the complicated Vedic understanding, the very nutshell, and giving us all the solution and all the practical applications. Or we can come to this divine abode. So, Chitraketu Maharaj, in this episode, we are seeing, even though he has been cursed by Mother Parvati, he understands that in this world, Nirmana Moha Jidasanga Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Nivritta Kama Sugadukka Samyet, that even such kind of dvandvas, happiness and distress, miseries and non-miseries, all these things are just dualities. So when there is happiness, it is nothing but the destruction of my piety. And when there is misery, it is nothing but the destruction of my impiety, which is actually helping me to come closer towards Krishna. So Chitraketu Maharaj, that either it is Svarga Apavarga Narakeshu Apitulyartha Darshana, whether it is Svarga or Apavarga liberation, or it is Naraka, I don't mind anything as long as I'm getting service to Krishna. Saying that as equal, that kind of weapon, or that kind of understanding, how he gets that padam parimargitam, తదేవ మాధ్యం పురుషం ప్రభత్తి హీ సరెండర్ ఇన్ టు ది ఆది పురుష సంకర్షణ కృష్ణ బికాస్ హీస్ క్యాచింగ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఈవెన్ ది కెలామిటీ అటాక్స్ హిమ్ హీస్ కంప్లీట్లీ డిటాచ్డ్ పాండవాస్ ఆర్ గాట్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ది డిఫికల్టీ బట్ దే అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ దిస్ డిఫికల్టీస్ ఆర్ బ్రింగింగ్ క్లోజర్ టు కృష్ణ ది గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ డిఫికల్టీస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ హిస్ లైఫ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ డిఫికల్టీస్ బట్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ ఆల్ అస్ stepping stone towards reaching Krishna. So in this way, even though it is easy to speak intellectually, understand intelligently, but this is the beginning step, you should understand at least theoretically. And when such things come, Krishna is always there to help. Jnana depena bhasvata. That I giving the understanding by which he can come back to me. So even though we are not at that level, but when you sing Chitraketu Maharaj, how he is taking the curse of Parvati and all the great devotees are amazed to see how Chitraketu Maharaj is not at all disturbed by the curse. He didn't give counter curse. Or Shiva is going to tell Parvati soon in this chapter. See the great devotees of mine, they are not at all affected by your so-called curse and so on. So that is the greatness of the devotees. So in this Purushottama month, we try to take the help of Krishna, the help what Krishna is giving his own lotus feet Krishna is mercifully giving us his own form, his name, his qualities, his dham, all are descending into this material world. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. The Goloka Premadhana descended in the form of holy name. And Goloka Vrindavan descended in the form of Vrindavan Dham, Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, Purushottama Kshetra. So such mercy, one should utilize it. Even though we are unaware of these things, but Srila Prabhupada, this grace given us this thing in our hand. We have to just grant it and utilize it and enjoy it and help others getting all this. That's the most important thing. Help as much as possible others to get this mercy more than we getting the mercy, because it is automatic that we are living, if we are staying around the road toward association, getting them anyway. But we should go out and bring others to. That is a great Ananda in this material, Bhava Ananda, the only Ananda in this material world. So we will give Krishna, giving Krishna for us. So we pray to Srila Prabhupada to give that inclination, intelligence to give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, giving this Asanga Shastra, Krishna Tatpadam Parimargitavina, Purusham Adhyam Purusham Prabhadya Krishna. Mahaprabhu's lotus feet to others. Hare Krishna. I don't know how much audio, my voice is audible.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Anuvad Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. No, Prabhu, audio was very nice during the class. Yeah, initially okay. it was a little lower level, but then it went very well, Prabhuji. All the class was very good. Thank you, Prabhuji, for coming on the call. First of all, thank you for your services. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. Very technical at some points, but very, very beautifully explained by you. Yeah, certainly, Prabhu, many points. Of course, you explained very nicely the upside down tree. And when you explained, we should not judge Vaishnavas by if they are going through some pain. Yeah, Prabhuji, agree 100%. I think we should not judge even nobody. But to speak about the great Vaishnavas, they have given their life for the general human being. And Prabhuji, you explain beautifully how the water does not stay, but the Himalaya is there always. So the Krishna Loka is there always. And certainly, Prabhuji, the only hope we have is Krishna. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada, we know that now. And I think most of us, if not me for sure, Prabhuji, I have come long ways, at least 84 million lives to come here. And now I don't want to leave this, Prabhuji. So let's just keep blessing us, Prabhu, so we can do our sadhana and remember Srila Prabhupada and our deities during our japa. And that's about it, Prabhu. Thank you. Prabhuji, we have only two hand raised. Our Sukha Mataji is there. Hare Krishna, Sukha Mataji. Dhanva Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanva Pranam to you. Dhanva Pranam to Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. But I just have a couple of questions. One is, there is the main root of the banyan tree, and you said that is pointing towards Brahmaloka. So is that the abode of Vishnu or Brahma?
The root is coming from Brahma, like upside inverted
tree.
The top part where my finger is Brahmaloka. Okay. Creation is starting from Brahma,
so it is
Brahma.
There is
a lotus
seed
from Vrindavan.
Oh, wow, beautiful. Very nice.
The roots are from Brahmaloka, and the branches are going towards Patala. But some branches are going up also, up, down, up. Things are like that. Like in the banyan tree, we see some branches are going up, some are coming down.
Yes, Prabhu, that was
like Brahma Loka, because from Brahma Loka, Brahma means Chaturmukha Brahma, 400 Brahma, is husband of Saraswati Devi. So there, from his planet, the roots are coming, roots are emanating.
Sure, Prabhu. That was my second question. So there are like roots coming from the tree also, right? Like which go down, basically. So those roots go up. So what do those roots represent then?
Not roots. Maybe I'm mistaken. I was spoken about branches.
Yeah, but roots we also
why? Because you see the banyan tree, the roots are again coming from the branches. Have you seen banyan tree?
Root. Yeah, that's what I was asking, Prabhu.
Yeah. That is also. It's very complicated system network in a banyan tree. Roots are on the earth, then again from the branches, roots come again and again push down. So it's, our karma is so complicated that it binds us in so many ways.
So what do these branches, you know, the roots which come down from the banyan tree, what do they represent, Prabhuji?
So the branches which are coming down are compared to coming down, meaning it is upside down. So coming down from the root are compared to the lower bodies, such as animals, such as demons and all. Those branches, we are going up. Up means towards Brahmaloka, towards the root. Why I'm saying up towards the root? Because it's hanging upside down, like we have to imagine. In other words, it's below, but here is the root is up. So those branches going up towards the root of Brahmaloka, they are like, Swargaloka, 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 Maharaloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka. They're pious people, nice bodies, have a nice time there. So those branches are like, nice bodies, sophisticated.
These bodies one can get
by the help of the chandas or prayers. So they are called the leaves, because the leaves nourishes the tree. Without leaves, if you cut down the leaves, the tree becomes destroyed. The tree becomes completely useless, meaning become dried up. The leaves nourishes the tree. Even though generally we see trees nourishing the leaves, but the tree is in between. The tree is nourished below through the root by water. This water is called three modes of material nature, three waters, water, bad water. So this water nourishes the tree from below, and the tree is also nourished by the leaves. Why? The leaves breathe the inside, so the tree gets nourished. Some trees, you see, in the desert and all, they capture the moisture through their leaves, and this way they survive the deserts. There's no water in the river. So in this way, the tree is nourished by the leaves and the roots. And so in this way, the Vedas, the leaves called the Vedas, nourishes this material world by keeping the living entities in the material world by recommending so many sacrifices. And so that's why it's called
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I got that part. My question was more regarding the roots which come from the tree itself. So those grow upward, right? So are you saying those are the twigs? or are they different from the twigs? Or I was just trying to understand, Prabhu. I understood that the bottom twigs are referring to the living, you know, the lower species of life, and the upper branches are referring to the higher elevated species of life. But I was just wondering, what about the roots which come, you know, which they come off the tree themselves, right? Like their roots which in the actual tree, they go down, like they come down, the roots grow and come down and fall into the earth. So what do these roots represent on the transcendental
branch? The roots holding the tree tightly. Similarly, mm-hmm. these roots which are holding the branches tightly, that means it is keeping them in the material. The tree is unshaken, not shakable, strong. That represents the root. So the body, you can't give up the body, you can't give up this thing. It's holding it strongly. That's what it's.
Oh, okay. So they go up, but they're holding the human being. That's what you're saying. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very detailed.
We cannot understand fully. Krishna himself said that nobody can understand the tree completely. So,
but you explained very nicely. Yes, Prabhu, you explained very nicely, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for the question. Certainly, it is very complicated. As I said very initially, it was a little technical for me too, but you explained very nicely, Prabhuji, very beautifully. And thank you for showing us that live demo of the tree coming upside down. Thank you, Prabhu. You are amazing. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. There was a live demo. First time in Bhakti Sangha Chapagaru, Prabhuji has shown the live demo. Hari Bol. Prabhuji, our very dear Sukhakara Krishna Prabhuji is there. Hare Krishna, Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu. Dhanva Pranam.
Prabhuji, Hari Bol, Sukhakara Prabhu.
Yeah, now you're
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, your chanting was really good. Raj Prabhu, I was hearing your Your chanting was very good, Raj Prabhu. I was hearing your chanting today. So consistent chanting.
All glories.
Nityananda Prabhu, just I want to know this. We were all in the spiritual world, we have come down. So each one of us started at the lowest, like from the tree and then the water particles and then the like that birds, like that, and then the snakes, and then the four-legged animals, and like that. Is it that way, or how is it started? I want to know the 8,400,000 species, 84 lakh. Have you started from 1, 2, 3, 4, everyone, or how? Can you just give me some something from the scriptures, anything is said, how we have started? Each one have taken 80 lakhs to come to the human species, each one.
Generally, it is said that a living entity takes the form of Brahma like that, and then he lies down further like that, things are mentioned. But nonetheless, in the 15th chapter itself, Krishna says that this Adi means beginning, neither is the end. It cannot be understood, Krishna says. And the Sam Pradishta, it cannot be understood, second shloka says. So we cannot exactly trace out what happened, how things happened like that. But if there is a grace of the great souls, even somebody is in between any of the species, you know, like somebody may be a cat or somebody may be an amoeba. But if that species gets Krishna's grace, they can immediately, you know, we hear the story of the dog, Ma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sent the dog directly to the spiritual.
It's Shivananda Prabhu, no? The dog is
Shivananda, same dog. Yes. Yeah. Like the Ramanuja Shari, he washed his hand in the fish took up 400
formulas. Just became the Vaikuntha.
Yes. Yes. In the Puri Rohini Kunda, the crow, it went back to garden just to touch the Rohini Kunda. And Aghasura and also got liberated by Krishna. That's Vrindavandam, Trinavarta, Asura. So many demons. So, and then the fishes in Jamuna water, so many like that, you know. So you can't exactly tell it has to be like that. But there is a system also, natural evolution. So in that sense, for a sadhaka, it is better to think that we have come to the human form of life after crossing through this 8 million. This
80 lakhs
species of life. So where to get it? That's understanding. 84 lakhs species of life. Not only that, every species has so many varieties in this world. So, in that sense, it is very rare to achieve. So, better to think like that. But technically speaking, you can't just say this is how it's
traced back.
Inconceivable.
One more thing is the Maya. This Maya means Ma and Ya. Ya means that is correct, which is correct. And Ma means Ma Sucha. So, Maya is telling us that which is correct. The Maya tells, no, it is not correct. And we are going to Maya because Krishna Bhulia Jiv Bhagwan Chakare Pasete Maya Take Jopati Adore. So the moment we are not with Krishna, Maya comes and touches us. So should we keep chanting 24 hours in the mouth so that Maya won't come? Well, eating, sleeping, everywhere, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like a machine, autopilot, then it will become tasty. But now, to see that Maya doesn't touch us, we just keep chanting, where will we go? The toilet, here, office. Just the tongue has to keep on doing. Is it a better way that Maya won't approach us so that we can have 24 hours chanting?
Yes, Prabhupada said 24 hours won't you chant. Prabhupada recommended like that also. But if you are we able to do it, we have to say.
No, it's not happening. I'm trying my best.
If anybody can do it,
one of the friend, my friend is doing.
If anybody can do it, that's great.
One of my friend is doing 206 rounds in Chennai. His name is Brajendra Krishna Prabhu. 206 rounds every day. 20 hours he stands. Only 4 hours he sleeps. He is only little 82-year-old. Japatak Maharaj disciple. I went to his house. I could chant only 108, but he did 196. Now it is 206 rounds. So, I don't know that I'm not able to do. I'm feeling very sad. I'm feeling happy he's doing, but I'm feeling sad. I'm not getting the taste.
Yeah. Well, it is actually Haridas Thakur, he did 192 rounds. I didn't hear. So, in the beginning, we were talking about the elderly person. In the beginning, one should balance one's life, that one should not artificially imitate or try. You know, one time, one devotee, he was chanting.
The sound has stopped.
Prabhupada chastised it. That means one has so much faith and trust on his own, won't endeavor. Prabhupada chastised him and in fact he was told to stop. And the mode is that, that I am going to capture Krishna, I am going to conquer Krishna by doing my own activities. That's the chanting and all. So the mood is very important and the capacity is important, instructions are important. So as a Madhyam Adhikari, one should take care of the family life based on your Varna and Ashrama, duties towards family, duty towards the world, duty towards your debt activist, taken care. And also, you should also take care of giving grace of Krishna to the other living in his preaching and all. So one shouldn't be bhajanandi in an immature state. So those things, but somebody is 80 plus or something like that, and he was in the fake end of the life. Anybody can die at any moment that is there, but also there's a calculation is there. So such kind of endeavors are great, very inspiring. Some Vrindavan also here, some people are chanting 192 rounds in from morning, early morning, 2 o'clock, they start chanting. Before Mangalarti, some 64 rounds or 32 rounds, something.
Yeah.
And until evening, 8 o'clock, they go to sleep in like that. Great. It's no hard and fast rule like that. Somebody likes to chant, they're great. Somebody likes to read Bhagavatam for 5-6 hours. They can't, obviously, they can't chant 192 times. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshu. Through Shivan Bhagavatam or through chanting, if you're not able to do it all the time, should engage.
Thank you, Prabhu. We'll try our best.
My pranams to you and those devotees who are chanting all the time. Even the desire that I want to chant all the time.
Sundareshwara Krishna Das is 82. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Raj Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you, Sukar Krishna Prabhu.
Fantastic class, Nitan.
Hare Krishna. Super class.
Certainly, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Go ahead, Prabhuji.
That Prabhu was, he was my godbrother. Yotapasu got initiated the same day. Who was doing the 206 rounds a day?
Hari Bol.
Very good.
10th February 2019, we got initiated by Soldier Japanese for Guru Maharaj Chennai. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare
Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Jananda
Gaur Hari. So I didn't tell lies, it was the truth. So I didn't tell lies, it was the truth only because he confirmed.
We never say you tell lies. You are a life of our good. You are good. But I agree with the Nityananda Prabhuji. I think this world is actually going ahead because of these devotees, because of this Harinam going on. Otherwise, who has hope in this Kali Yuga? So
yeah.
Thank you. Thanks to all of those devotees who are chanting practically for all of us. So big thanks. All glories to them. All glories to Srila Prabhupada who gave us this nectar. So Prabhuji, there is also again Jananda Gaurhari Prabhuji in chat box thanking you for this beautiful class. There is Valli Mataji thanking you for this beautiful class. And a big thanks from all of us, Prabhuji. If nobody has any further questions or comments, we would end the class here. It's getting a little late too. So dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha karu pesha cha kripa
kripa
kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa
kripa kripa kripa kripa
kripa
kripa kripa kripa kripa
kripa
kripa kripa kripa
kripa kripa kripa kripa.